sometimes it takes me a second to make sure I've got everything set up.
Okay. Again, my name is Melanie Orr. I am the CEO of Susanna Evans Coaching, and I am, this is your call today, the Spouse Support Series with moi. And here is why I'm running this call, because I am Suzanne's, not only her CEO, but I'm also her life partner. And I have a little bit of experience when it comes to spousal support, probably because I was on the other end of it. So Suzanne can obviously talk to you guys from the aspect of what it's like to have a spouse that's not supportive, but I can talk to you guys, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about what it's like to not support your spouse. Because I certainly didn't in the beginning. Again, guys, this is about, and I'm going to open this up to have a dialogue. I think today is more of a dialogue discussion than just a straight-up teaching discussion. But for many of you, from my perspective, what was going on was Suzanne had a hobby. She had a lot of hobbies. She was really amazing at them. You know, we got a Westie, and suddenly we were showing Westies. You know, it became the new thing. We spent all of our money and time on taking him to competitions and training him and grooming him and you name it. Suddenly we were experts in dog shows. Whatever it was that Suzanne got involved in, she was whole hog involved in it and really good at what she did. But from my perspective, when she started the business, this was nothing more than just one of the side things that she did. You know, we weren't making money showing dogs. That wasn't our intention. It was just something that took up a lot of time and she had fun doing. It was her thing. And I was involved in that to an extent, but the business became her thing. I just thought, well, here's another hobby. And certainly I got very embarrassed when she would talk to our friends about what she was doing and trying to get clients. I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. Here's another, sales conversation. What is going on? And, it took me a while. And I'll tell you a story that many of you may have heard. Some of you may not have heard this. But what it took a while on was I just saw the business taking off. The thing that made me, she was listening to these CDs in the car, and I would say, please turn this off for the love of God. Do whatever you want to do in your own time. I don't want to listen to this mumbo jumbo bullshit. I don't want to hear some mindset coach. I don't want to hear about any of this stuff. I don't want to hear, I was certainly interested in some of the marketing stuff. Because I ran a marketing department for an educational theater company. And so there were pieces of it that we had some common interest in, but some of it I didn't get, and I didn't want to get it. I didn't want it to consume my life. I didn't like very much that it was consuming her life. I found it incredibly annoying, but it was what it was. And what happened was Suzanne said, I'm going to go see my sister this weekend, and I'm going to go to a seminar that's on the way down there. And I said, okay, great, we'll go down and we'll see Amanda. And so she said, but I'm also going to go to the seminar, and it's on the way, and I would love it if you just pop in with me. It costs nothing. It'll take just a couple of hours. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I was so absolutely convinced that I didn't need to hear it, I didn't want to do it, that I sat, we had a Mini Cooper, and I sat in a Mini Cooper, and it was like 98 degrees in Maryland with 100% humidity. It was hot as hell that day. And, if you know Mini Coopers and they have a sunroof, they don't have a cover on the sunroof. So it was just like the sun was beating into that car. I had the dog with me. Finally, I had to go find a hotel and go sit in a lobby. But I would have rather have sat in 100-degree heat in the humidity, burning up, than take 1 second of my time to participate in something that was slowly but surely changing her life and slowly but surely would change my own life, little did I know. I was that asshole spouse. I was the one. I was just like, shut up. I don't want to hear this. You're boring me. Please don't talk to our friends about this when we go to a dinner party because it's so embarrassing. And can you not talk about anything else? And I would rather sit and suffocate in a car than go inside and listen to something that may or may not be inspiring. You know, maybe the speaker would have moved me. Maybe he wouldn't have. The point was is that I was that unwilling. I was willing to sit in a car to ignore it. And, you know, that was just part of my journey. The thing that I think that Suzanne did and did so well was just ignore me. And I think that that is what this call is going to be about for most of you who are struggling with you have the asshole spouse, is you have to figure out a way to just ignore them. And I mean that wholeheartedly, and I don't mean that in a mean way. Suzanne wasn't mean about it, but she just did her thing. And what happened was, as time went on, she made money. And quite frankly, for all of you, the biggest lesson that you're going to learn as you struggle with your spouse or anything around that is you have to find a way, you start making money, and they will start paying attention. And she started making money, and suddenly we had a little extra pot of money that we could take an amazing vacation. And I went, interesting, right? And suddenly I saw, you know, her paying off some of our debt and, you know, paying off just some bills that we had, saying, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. We'd always eaten well. That is always a big thing for us. Even actually, I think back on it when we were in our 20s, I don't know how we ever paid to live in New York, period, because we made no money and go out to dinner all the time. But, you know, we've always never had an issue with that. So, you know, I think that for me, I just started seeing the slow changes in her personal life, the way she was handling stress, the way she was handling everything, and the excitement that she had. It suddenly just became infectious. And I wish I could say that it was just, it was that she was infectious, but truthfully, I think it was the money. You know, the money, she just started making money in the business. It wasn't a hobby. It suddenly started paying real bills. And you know, it was little things at first, but then it started really, really making money. And I saw money in savings that we had never had before. I saw her, you know, I started seeing her business wheels spinning. And one of the next things that happened was we went to, she got this idea to a way to have a business trip that would cover our vacation. And how she did it was she bought a table at David Nagel's event, Experience the Reality of Success. And this was in March of 2009. She came up with this idea that what if I bought a whole table and I sold all the tickets to that table and sold them at a little bit more than what I paid for the whole table, it would cover the cost of me and Melanie flying out to Las Vegas and give us two extra days around Vegas so that we could go to the Grand Canyon. And so what she did was she kind of lured me to this event by saying, hey, look, I've came up with this idea, and this I just sold it. She had sold it. She made it happen. And she said, so I have the money that we can both go to the conference, and it'll pay for our flights, it'll pay for the hotel, it'll pay for a rental car, we can go see the Grand Canyon, and if you want to come, you can come, and if you don't feel comfortable with it, there's enough money that you could go and spend every day, go to the spa and do a spa service every day if you decide you don't want to be a part of the event. And I thought, all right, I can do this. I sat in a car in Maryland and suffocated. I can certainly go sit at Caesar's Palace by the pool if I'm that miserable. So I went with her, and I said I committed to myself because, quite frankly, I had seen her commit so much to herself and her business that I thought, all right, I finally got to the point where I thought, okay, I owe it to her to at least not sit in the car this time, but to go in and try to be open. I'm going to be as open as I can be. And these people that were at the event were not my cup of tea. They're very far from my cup of tea. They're not people that I would normally go and have a drink with or rub elbows with on any under any circumstance. So Suzanne was very nervous about me being there, and I said, I'm going to be open, even through being uncomfortable and whatever. I have seen her commit so much to herself that I'm going to do this just for her, even if for this one day, I'm going to do it. And I went, and I actually had the most incredible experience of my life. The speaker, David, was an incredible speaker. It was an incredible event, and it really opened the doors for me thinking about myself and what I really wanted in life and what I really wanted my life to look like. It wasn't, you know, your spouse becomes white noise to you, right, when they're constantly telling you something or showing you something. You can't hear them. But suddenly somebody else says it, and they're probably saying the same damn thing that your spouse is saying, and suddenly you can hear them. And suddenly I heard. I was like, huh, maybe I could do something different. Maybe this is the chance and time for me to really change my life and change my direction. And, Suzanne has a business that's really growing, and she really needs some support. Maybe that's what I do. Now, for many of you, I'm not suggesting at all that your spouse needs to quit their job and come and join your business. That was, that would just happen to be the path that Suzanne and I took. But I think for many of you, it comes down to there's money that's involved, right? And money is what got my attention and made me realize that this was an okay thing that she was doing. But money is also what gets the attention of your spouse, and they go, why are you spending more money on something that's silly, right? And that is where I think a lot of you get into trouble, and that is where a lot of you have to really, 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 really step up. You know, you got to take the call that Brian did for you last week. You've got to take the call that Lou is going to be doing for you guys next week, and really figure out, and that's why you're in 10K Club, is because you guys have to start making money. If your spouse is giving you shit, part of it is because you have taught them that you won't fulfill on your obligations. I want you guys to sit with that for a minute. If you have done something, chances are, I almost guarantee it, that you have done something somewhere where you have not followed through on your commitment to something. Because I will tell you this, through all of my poo-pooing Suzanne's business and being like, whatever, this is her new thing. It's like dog shows. It's a hobby. It's a whatever it is, right? I never, ever questioned that she would be irresponsible with our money. I never questioned that she wouldn't figure out how to make it back. That is something that I never, ever questioned. And here's why, because she has always made it right, always. I knew that without a doubt. So when an opportunity came up for her to get a speaking engagement in front of a group of people, and it was going to cost $50,000 to get on that stage, and we did not have $50,000 in savings. We finally had some savings. You know, we had like $5,000, $10,000, which for us was like mind-blowing at the time. Like, we thought we were pigs and shit and had won the lottery. But we did not have $50,000 laying around in our accounts to, you know, do this. We had about 10, I think, in savings at the time. And then she had about 20 on credit cards, or probably 30. And she needed about $7,000 to $8,000 more. And I had a credit card that had about $7,000 to $8,000 on it. And she came to me and said, this is the opportunity. And I know that I need to do this. And I hate asking you this, but I really would love to use the credit card that you have to pay the remainder of this $50,000, because I know that I can pay it back, and I will pay you back. And I never questioned that. And I think the reason is because, like I said, Suzanne, I knew she'd go work 5 jobs at McDonald's to pay that money back if she had to. I knew that more than I know my middle name. I know that Suzanne is a worker. I know that she is a person of her word. And I know that when she commits to something, she commits to it. So I knew even if we invested $50,000, even if we did that, and even if she didn't walk away with one sale from that opportunity, I knew in that moment that it didn't matter because I knew I would get my money back. I was never worried about that. And the reason is because she's just always done what she said she was going to do. So for many of you who have a spouse and that you're struggling with them supporting your business or supporting the vision, you know, some of it may be that, you know, parts of this when you're starting your own business, there's an embarrassment about it, right? So maybe some of it's that. But chances are, if you dig deep, you've not followed through on something somewhere in your life and in that relationship that you have with your significant other. And because of that, that is where the inability for them to be 100% supportive comes into play. And that is where you guys have to, you must absolutely be a person of your word, and you must do what you say you're going to do. You've joined this program, and we are going to give you every possible opportunity, every bit of information that we can, but you have to go home and do the work. You have to do the work, and you have to look at your spouse at the end of this year, and you have to either take them on an amazing fucking vacation, and they'll shut up, or you're going to have to explain again why you haven't done what you said you were going to do. And I really don't want you to have that second conversation. I really don't. It's not fun, and it's not what you guys were put on earth here to do. You have bigger, better things to focus on than being a person who's not a person of their word. And so that is the thing that I think that you guys need to challenge yourself with. Where do I stop? David Nagel said this once, and it has haunted me for the rest of my – it will haunt me till the day I die. I know. He said, if you lie to yourself enough, you will never believe in anything that you set out to do. And I'm not a mindset coach. I'm not some kind of spiritual guru coach. But I do believe that you lie to yourself enough. You say, oh, I'm going to do it, right? And then you don't do it. And you justify why you didn't. Oh, well, there wasn't enough time. I didn't get enough information. It wasn't really the right program for me. Blah, 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 blah. If you make up enough excuses for the why, deep down, beneath the layers of all of your bullshit excuses, there's the core of knowing that you always find a way to not do what you say you're going to do. Always. And so when you go to set out to make $10,000 a month in your business for the first time, you know deep down, I'll find a way to justify this, even if I don't hit it, right? You've always got this plan B percolating in your back head, this plan of this is how I will justify it. This is how I will make it okay in my head, right? Instead of actually saying there is no plan B, there is no parachute, there is no, oh, it's okay, let me, you know, put out the landing pad and take care of you, there is you are either going to be a person of your word to yourself. Guys, that is, you know, when true integrity kicks in is when nobody is looking, when nobody will know the wiser about whether you did a sales call today or not. We'll know. I mean, we'll know eventually when suddenly you can't pay your bill. We'll know, everybody will know eventually when you kind of move on and start doing another business or you go get a job. Sure, eventually people will know. But true integrity kicks in when nobody is looking. I don't know that I'm friends with a lot of you on Facebook, but I just did a celebration today. I've officially lost 60 pounds as of this morning, which is huge for me. And it's huge for me because I have lied to myself for years about losing weight, years, to the point that when David said that thing about losing weight and lying to yourself, I said that I'm never going to do it again until I know that I'm really, really going to do it. I'm not going to lie and pretend. And so for a lot of you in your relationships, you know, don't pretend, guys. That's the biggest thing. Like, if you really aren't truly committed, don't even pretend that you are. You're better off to sit and do nothing than to pseudo pretend that you are committed. If you really are committed, be committed. And the reason I bring that up is, like, you know, we're talking about integrity and the fact that, like I said, that I've lost 60 pounds. Well, you know, it's easy to lose 60 pounds when I'm sitting in front of somebody and they can see that I've just shoveled half a lasagna in my face or not. Real integrity comes in when I'm all alone in a room with a cupcake and nobody will fucking know if I ate that cupcake or not. No one's going to know it, but I will. And what happens is that chipping away inside of justifying and lying to yourself is so insidious. It is so insidious. It leaks into everything that we do, and it distorts everything that we do. And people see it and feel it. And it takes a while, but it's there. So I really encourage you guys to just think about that, right? Like, we're not going to be able to go home with you and hold your hand and make you make those sales calls. Your spouse isn't either. But if you keep doing the work, the results will eventually catch up with the work. And it takes time. You know, this is not instant something that happens overnight. So, you know, that is the other thing that you have to really prepare your spouse for. You didn't join 10K Club and you're going to make $10,000 next month. Now, some of you will. Absolutely, 100% some of you will. We've seen it happen. It will absolutely happen. Some of you, all you needed was just a kick in the ass to know that you have to pay a bill, and suddenly, boom, you pull your shit together. Those are the people that just, you know, they got lucky. Those people are a small percentage. Most of you are going to have to put the pieces together and going to have to do the work. It is, you know, I hate that I'm using a lot of weight loss analogies, but quite frankly, I think we end up leaning on analogies that are the most prevalent in our life. But, you know, I am, you know, it would have been really silly of me to go to the gym one day and expect my pants to not fit the next day. You know, it took time to see the results. There were several months that I was working my ass off and I wanted somebody to tell me how amazing I looked, but, you know, the results hadn't kicked in yet. People see it now. Now I get to hear people say, wow, you look like you've lost some weight. And I'm going to be like, yes, I have lost 60 pounds and it was not easy. But it takes time, guys. So you need to know that. It is not an instant transition. It takes time for the results to catch up with the work. And here's where your challenge will be. You're going to hear shit from your spouse. You're going to hear shit from the outside. You're going to start seeing people posting in the Facebook group, oh my God, I've made $10 million yesterday. And, you know, you're going to get depressed and discouraged, and you're not going to go to the gym. You're going to go eat a cupcake. And you got to cut that behavior out. You got to get up every day, and you're going to say, I don't want to do my sales calls because I don't know who my clients are. You're going to make some excuse up. My coach didn't tell me this or that. Now I don't know what to do. And it is all just bullshit in your head. You've got to get up every single day, and you've got to put the work in, and the results will catch up. I would really suggest, if it hasn't been suggested by another coach, and it'll probably come up, Suzanne and I love this movie. It's a documentary, and it's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. And you really should watch it because it really teaches you a lot about mastery and how you master a skill, and that the accolades for that mastery don't kick in until years and years of work and years of just getting up and doing the same thing. Even if you're bored, you do the same thing and you perfect that skill. And for many of you, that's going to be sales calls. That's always the biggest pain point for so many people who come into 10K Club. They just cannot bring themselves to pick up that phone. And it's really learning to exercise those muscles and do those things and really become a master of those skills and do them anyway. Do it anyway. Do it when it's painful. Do it when it's joyful. Do it when you don't feel like it. Do it when you're hungry. Do it when you're sad. Do it when you're confused. Do it even when you don't know what to say. Just say something, and it will eventually get you to the right place. So many of you stop, right, because you hear the stuff from your spouse, you hear the stuff from your friends, you see the stuff on Facebook, and you start comparing yourself to other people, and you start letting that chatter seep in, and you stop doing the work, and then you have no results to show for it. The results are nothing. You know, you do get results. Actually, the thing is that, you know, there are positive results and negative results, and what you get are negative results. So you're either going to keep pushing forward or you're going to atrophy. The world does not sit in a static state. You guys will not sit in a static state. You can no longer say that you were confused and you didn't know what to do, because you now have all the resources in the world to get yourself unstuck or to get yourself clarity. And so you either have to push forward and grow, or you're going to have to go backwards. There's no in between. And that can be a very challenging place to be sometimes, and something that you guys, you've just got to get comfortable with the notion of sometimes you push through and go where you don't even know where you're going. You just get up and move. You know, again, I'm just using this, the weight loss stuff, because it's just kind of what's in my head right now. But, you know, I made a commitment in January just to get up and move. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I have plantar fasciitis. My foot hurts, and there are days when I'd like to rip my foot off. But, you know, I was like, get up and move. Just get up and move, and you will figure it out. And the results catch up if you keep doing the work. And it doesn't matter how small. The results will catch up. Your spouse will see. People will catch on, and it will all be okay. So I'm going to stop my monologue for a second, and I'm going to open up the phone lines and let you guys do some Q&A and ask any questions that you want. Also, if you are on the webcast, you can enter any of your questions into the webcast as well. So how I will do that is, if you have questions, you are going to hit star 2 on the phone line, and then I will see your hand raised. So hit star 2 on the phone line, and it will raise your hand, and you can ask any questions that you have. And I'm going to go in and see if we have any questions in this. Congrats. Oh, look at you guys. You're so sweet. Have a great call. I do not have a spouse yet, so I can listen to the replay. Love you guys. So funny. Yes, I forgot to say that. If you do not have a spouse or a significant other, then you probably have better things to do than listen to this, because you don't have anybody that you need to worry about. So, okay. I am going to see. Does anybody raise their hands? All right, guys, come on. Somebody's got to have some kind of question. And listen, it doesn't have to be – oh, good. All right, I'm going to unmute Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Hey there. Yeah.
Hey. I just wanted to say that I have done lots of hobbies, and I got to that place, and I completely – So at the Be the Change event, when they said, you know, come on down, I was shaking, but my husband was up in the room, much like in the Mini Cooper. It hurt me to go up there and use the household account and step out and do that. But what I wanted to say is that there has been such a shift in not only the way I carry myself at this point, but everything that y'all are telling us to do, if we will just not think it and do it, it will shift not only yourself but your spouse, because I set my prices, like Kathy Harley said, and I've been working since Monday. She told me I need to do 1 or 2 warm contacts a day in order to meet my goal that I set. And I had my first sale yesterday, and it was $3,333. Do you think my husband believes in me now? I believe in me. He believes in me, and that is what has turned the tide. And so I am just forever in gratitude for everything that y'all are showing me. And I look to y'all as my experts and my board of directors, and woohoo, hell yeah.
Well, you know, that is a really good point that you have, because it really is. I mean, it's about you just got to do it. You got to put the blinders on, and you got to make it happen, right? You got to put the blinders on and make it happen. And the minute that you start making money, your spouse will, you know, stop giving you flack about it, hands down.
It used to take me 2.5 weeks to earn that at working for a doctor's office. 2.5 weeks, and I spent an hour the night before and the meeting that day, and that's more money than I've ever made in about 2 hours of work.
Yeah.
But that's what
absolutely.
I'm worth. And I believe it.
Yeah. And that is exactly why you guys are in this program, so we can help you stop banging your head against the wall and really help you get some clarity about the value that you have and know how to ask for what you want and know how to get your systems in place so that you can take what you already have laid the groundwork for and actually start making money.
Yes, and I didn't even have my system in place. I do now.
Good, good.
You know?
Good. Well, thank
you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I cannot bless you guys enough.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take another question. So if you have a question, all you have to do is hit *2, and then you will raise your hand. *2 on your phone, and if you are on the webcast, you just have to put a question into the webcast. I'm going to hit and refresh it. I love that Patricia, you said that you're single, but you think the comments are relevant about my relationship with myself and personal integrity. Guys, that is huge, because that doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship or not. You have to have your own, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to go home and lay your head on the pillow and live with yourself. And those little lies that we tell each other and tell ourselves are so, so insidious and so integral to our success. You know, you've got to, if you say you're going to do something, do it. If you write a checklist that day and say, I'm going to get through it, then don't go to bed until you finish it. Don't justify that you'll do it tomorrow. And I know that it sounds really, really simple and simplistic, but it has major implications on how you will run your company and how you will get things done as you continue to progress. Because if you're willing to put something aside and go, oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow, tomorrow will never come, and you'll have a bigger list of shit for tomorrow than you will for the stuff that you get done today. And that's how you get behind, and that's how people start getting ahead in the game. You know, Suzanne is one of these people that, and I've learned this through her. I wish I could say that this is something that, you know, is an inherent skill that I have, but I watched it, a lot of it, through watching her. Really, you know, one of the reasons that the business has been as successful as it has is because she would just implement. She would just do it. She would be like, if she wrote a list of 10 things to do that day, she'd make sure those 10 things got done. And she didn't worry about whether they were perfect. She didn't worry about whether they had the perfect color scheme or whatever. She just made sure she got it done. And it's the same way we are with goals in the business. You know, we don't – there's no justifying – like, if we have a goal of 200 units to sell, there's no getting to 190 and we're good. We almost hit it. We didn't hit the goal. We don't go to bed until we hit the goal. And you guys have to get really, really tenacious about, like, I'm going to set a goal and I'm going to do it. You guys have ultimately set a goal for yourself by joining this program. And so for you not to actually do everything within your power to make it happen is such a disservice to yourself. Such a disservice to yourself. You know, why spend the money and why put the time in, even the quarter time, if you're not going to actually hit the goal? It doesn't make any sense. You know, why do this? Why even try if you're not going to just absolutely commit to doing the whole thing? So, you know, personal integrity is a really big thing for me, and I think any business owner. So, anyway, *2, if you guys have any questions, or this will end up being a relatively short call, this is a chance for you. You guys can ask me anything. As you know, I am the CEO of the company, so I do everything here at one point or another, because I've been with Suzanne almost as long as Rob. Rob is our longest standing team member at this point. So, but I have done everything except, I will tell you, don't ask me questions about QuickBooks, because that is not something that I do. but everything else I could pretty much answer for you. Any kind of questions about sales, marketing, and it doesn't necessarily have to relate to your spouse. So if you have a question for me, or you need something right now, this is your opportunity to ask for it. Like I said, we've gifted you these bonus calls to, you know, they have a topic that I think is sensitive to various people who are going through specific issues. And if you want to talk about those issues and you have a question about how to navigate that, I'm certainly happy to help. But if you also just have a general business question, I can also do that as well. So *2 if you have any questions at all. This is your chance. *2. All right. I got me somebody. I am going to unmute you. And it says that you are Seabound Cruise.
Seabound Cruises. It's Jean Ann Honig. And
hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Is it okay to put you on the speaker? Because I have my husband here, too.
Sure.
Okay. So my husband and I have this little problem where we both buy each other's bullshit and excuses as to why things aren't getting done. And, you know, we get tired at the end of the night and like, okay, we'll just watch TV tonight. We'll do it tomorrow. What's the best way to get, like, both of us on board at the same time and support each other in doing more and not giving in? Like, do you have any tips?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, I think that it's hard when you both kind of co-support each other in your bullshit, right? That's hard, and I wish I could tell you that there was a fail-proof way for that, but that in and of itself can be insidious. And believe me, Suzanne and I have done the same thing together. You know, However, one of the things, you guys run your business together, correct?
Predominantly me, but he helps out a lot.
Okay, so somebody is the boss. And at the end of the day, one of the things that I'm 100% clear on in this business is Suzanne's name is on the door, and it's not mine. And she is my boss, and I answer to her. She has, you know, a list of things. Now, she has a mind like a steel trap, so she knows these lists. But, you know, if there's a list of things that have been delegated or needs to be done, you really just, you know, maybe you guys need to write it. You use a team management system like Asana or something, and you check each other's list at the end of the day. And instead of, you know, and maybe you create some kind of rule where there's like you get one out of the list, but you can't have a list of 10 things that were supposed to get done today and 5 of them did not get done. You know, maybe you start off small, but really I would start off with something like, you know, you have a list of things and these things have to get done. And that may mean that you don't go to bed. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk says this, and he talks about, you know, people bitching about needing money and the business not working. And his response is, well, did you sleep last night? You know, and I want to be very clear. I don't suggest to anybody that they don't get sleep and that we ruin your lives so that you can make $10,000 a month. But I do believe that sometimes, you know, sacrifice, and by the word sacrifice, it means giving up something that you have to get something that you've never had, is really, there is a sense of like, you know, entrepreneurship is about living your life for a few years the way most people won't, so that you can live the rest of your life the way most people can't. And, you know, you guys have to hold each other accountable. And like I said, write lists. Does that make sense? Is that helpful at all?
Yes. Now, what was that software that you were talking about?
Well, one of the team management – we've used a lot of team management systems, but we use Asana right now. It's free. So if you guys if any of you aren't using a team management software, it's a great way to create lists, checklists, assign it to other team members if you have people outside of your organization who work with you, vendors. That's one that's great. You can email tasks to it. So if somebody sends you an email that needs to be turned into a task, you can instantly forward the email to the Asana system and it'll categorize it. Another one is Teamwork. There's a couple out there. Teamwork, you pay for it. There's Rike. So there's a bunch of different team management softwares. I don't care which one you guys use, but it's a great way to have a virtual checklist, not just a paper list, but an actual list so you can go in and go, okay, what is your list of things that you're supposed to get done today? Why didn't these get done today? And you know, kind of go back and forth and have a dialogue about that. And like I said, I would really hold each other accountable and say, if you have a list of, I don't care if it's 50 things, only one thing that was supposed to get done today can't get done.
Okay.
One thing. And this isn't forever, guys, but it's, you've just got to get yourself into, because here's what you'll find. Sometimes stuff isn't getting done because you're just not taking good care of your time, right? If you're not getting stuff done, it's probably, you know, have you really looked at time blocking? Do you guys time block at all?
I've been trying to since doing 100 days to 100K. I'm not always successful with it, but I know I need to work on that more. So
yeah. Time blocking is critical because, you know, if you've got tasks to get done, there's something, I wish I could remember it right now. There's something ironic. I had to use it for a while because there are these softwares that you can download on your computer that will block you from looking at certain websites. I have a habit when my brain goes into overload and I don't know what to do next, or I'm kind of not in the, you know, a great work zone, I will instantly just, it's like automatic. I don't even know what my body's doing. I type in CNN and go read CNN. And I had to block myself from doing that for a while because it made no sense. I spent more time going to CNN and not even reading, just because it became like this weird comforting habit that I had in between tasks. And so there are softwares that you can download that even block you from being able to go on different websites, so that you have to stay focused on what you're working on. Set timers, you know, and do things, even if it's small chunks. Say, I'm just going to take 15 minutes and I'm going to work on a little bit of copy that has to get done. Block your time out and hold yourself accountable for making that happen. I bet you would find that you would blow through more of your to-do list if you start really getting strict about that, really getting strict about when you're in the office, when you're going to take your lunch. You know, don't let it kind of everything turn into this gray area. Really block out your time, you will be 100% more efficient in what you're trying to do.
That sounds really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anything else?
We're good. Thank you, Melanie.
You're good. All right. Awesome. Okay. I got another caller on the line. These are so funny. This is U.S. Government Navy. I don't know who you are. In Panama City, Florida. You're unmuted.
Melanie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Luke Nix.
Okay. Yes. Hi.
Hi. I have a day job, and this is lunchtime, so I could take the call.
Oh, great.
Yes. Okay. My husband is not part of my business, and I'm funding my business with my day job, so he feels as though it's my business and he has no say, and that whatever I do is just whatever I do. But when I try to work at home, he gets lonely and comes in and kind of interrupts. It's been really, you know, and when I try to invite him to go with me on when we have our events and that, so we have evenings together, that type of thing, he won't come. So he passive-aggressive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And it just breaks my heart, and it's very difficult to work through at this point in time. And
yeah,
this is my second, I'm getting ready to go into my second year, so I need to get going.
Yeah, well, you're cutting out just a little bit, and you're a little bit low. I think you were saying that when you are working at home, he comes in and interrupts you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you were also saying when you invite him to go to events and stuff that you're going to, he doesn't want to go to those.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, you can't make someone do something they don't want to do. If they don't want to go, they don't want to go. Like I said, for years, I wouldn't even listen to a CD of, like, David Nagel in our car. I was like, you know, he was outlawed as far as I was concerned. So, you know, you can't make your spouse do something that they're not. Now, you can tell them that he does have to respect your time. And, you know, you do have to work on mutual respect of something. And you have, this is where you have to work hard to get results, right? Because you can't expect your spouse to let you go sit down in an office and ignore them for 5-10 years while you're trying to make money, right? And they're going to be okay with it. Eventually, anybody would be annoyed by that, right? That's completely unrealistic. But if you're actually working hard and you're doing it and you start getting results, number one, you'll be able to get more help so that you won't be hunkered down in your office till all hours of the night and ignoring them. So that will be able to change the dynamic of the relationship. But number two, you'll start making money and they'll see that. And I know that sounds so shallow that, you know, money will change the way your spouse feels, but it will. Trust me, at the end of the day, it will. And, you know, so I think that, again, there's some things that you can't change. You do have to ask them. And maybe you say, listen, I'm asking you to give me 12 months. 12 months is what I need. And when I go into my office, you know, I need this. And maybe you guys need to have better communication about when you will be working in your office and when you won't. Maybe he just needs to know that you're going to absolutely be done at 9:30 at night, right? And he knows that his time is at 9:30. You know, right. Are you communicating with him in a way that he's really clear about what your parameters are? Because chances are, if you have a person who loves and respects you and you say, I just need this time until 9:30, are you okay with that? They will say yes or they will say no, but at least if they feel communicated with, it gives them an opportunity to express, you know, I really would love it if you could come up at like 8:30, not 9:30. And then you can make adjustments and then you don't get interrupted.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Right. The same thing with people who have children. You know, not that your spouse is like a child, but, you know, in some ways it is. You know, you have to, you know, if for entrepreneurs, any of you who are starting a business and you have kids, we all know that kids have certain demands, just like spouses do, just like our partners in life do. Just like, forget it, even if you're not married or have children, you have family and you have friends. You know, you can't ignore the world while you try to build a business because you will reemerge with money and no one to go have dinner with. So, you know, all of these people in our lives demand attention, and that means that we have to be really good stewards of our time, that we focus on our business so that we can nurture the things that are most important in our life.
That makes perfect sense. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Okay. I'm going to see, guys, if you have any questions, just hit *2 on the phone line and I will take it. I see there's some questions in the webcast and I'm going to go over there while you guys are raising your hands. Let's see. There was another one. Other than dumping the person, which I've considered, what do you do when the person you live with is bugging you about spending time together and not working as much? I've bugged several times this week and was told to put it down. I've worked enough that day. Any advice? Because it feels more like not being supported. Well, again, I think this is Lucy. This goes back to what I just said. You know, guys, it's hard. And here's the thing. A business can become a love affair. It can become the most delicious love affair. And it will happen to each and every one of you at some point. You will get so enticed by it, so excited. It will be so amazing. You cannot get enough. And it is a business. It is not a human with flesh. And now there's also humans with flesh who are annoying and maybe you should dump them. That's a whole other thing, right? And I can't speak to that. And if you are considering that, then absolutely get rid of the person who you don't feel like you need in your life. Do not get rid of the person that you feel like you don't need in your life because they need attention, because everybody needs attention, right? Everybody does. If we have a child, if we have a parent, if we have a sibling, if we have a friend in our life, and hopefully you all do, they need attention. And this business can become all-consuming. It will feel like a love affair at one point. You will not be able to get enough of it. And you're going to have to set time limits on what it is, and you're going to have to schedule time to spend with your loved ones, because at some point you will emerge from this love affair and you will have a great business that will be thriving and you will have team to support you and you will have time, more time than you probably have right now, and you'll have no one to spend it with. And that will be a very lonely, sad place to be. So you have to find the time to nurture it. And you have to also ask people to respect what you're trying to do. Say, this isn't forever. Please understand this isn't forever. And, you know, maybe it's cutting down on the time for a while. And it did for Suzanne and I. You know, the truth is the way that we lived our lives she left her day job the summer of 2009, and I came into the business 2010. 2009, the way that we lived our lives that year, if we were still doing it that way, I would have left her. Hands down, this is, you know, you can't live your life like that. We had a very strict schedule. It was, she worked all day. She worked a day job. So I would get home before her because I had more flexibility. I would rush home on the train to New Jersey. I would cook dinner. It was like I was on some kind of cooking show. You've never seen someone cook as fast. It was crazy. I should have filmed it. I would whip out this dinner. I would then run back to the train in the car, pick her up at the train, and then I knew we had exactly 45 minutes to sit together, eat dinner, chat about our day before she would go downstairs into her office and do phone calls with clients until about 11:30 at night. And by then I would go to bed and then we'd do the whole thing over again the next day. And trust me, that wasn't the most romantic relationship or year of our life, or probably the most exciting, but we knew we had a goal. We knew that the goal was not to do this forever. We knew that she was working towards quitting her day job and saving up enough money to quit her day job so that she could change her schedule. And so we saw an end goal. If we had not seen an end goal, you couldn't do that forever. So, you know, when someone isn't supportive, if you're clear about what the end goal is and asking them to be a part of that and letting them know and communicating with them what the schedule is, you know, I was okay with that 45 minutes because we had agreed together that that was going to be okay, that we were going to be in this partnership together and I was going to support her as much as I could through that to make it work. But we were also very clear that I wasn't going to support that for 5 years. I wasn't going to support that probably more than a year, because then that was just crazy. So, you know, guys, you've got to be very clear about what your expectations are and what the end goals are. You can't expect people to be okay if you stare at a laptop all day. No, nobody can. That's unrealistic, right, for you to assume somebody would be okay with it. If you're truly in a relationship with someone, you need to communicate with them about why you're doing what you're doing and what you need from them to try to make that happen. I hope that was helpful. Let me go back to the phone lines and see if we have anybody who's hit star two. Nope. I have a few more on here. Can you give me some advice on how to start building a team? I know that's the next step to take my business to the next level. Starting to build a team. Now, I don't know. This is Susie. I don't know whether you're talking in person or virtual. So I'm going to assume right now you're talking virtual, because most people are when they're in 10K Club. But if you are talking about a virtual team, you know, the best way to start building it is take a moment and all of you do kind of an assessment of what you spend the most of your time on and what you should be spending the most of your time on. All of you need to be spending your time on sales. That is your number one priority. 80% of your time should be spent on selling. The other 20% should be other stuff. So if you're at a point where you can't do the other stuff, that 20%, which is fulfillment of clients, marketing, all the other stuff that comes into running a business, payroll, blah, 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 how much in that 20% is really a lot more than 20%. That probably gives you the biggest indicator of where the first person is that you need to hire and bring on a team member. Is it like you're spending way too much time doing payroll or accounting stuff? Well, then you probably, it's time for you to bring on a virtual accounting person who's doing more bookkeeping and payroll stuff than you're doing right now. If it's, if it's marketing in terms of you're doing your own easings right now and stuff like that, you know, please get that stuff off of your plate right away. If it's whatever that it writing too much copy, you know, and that's taking up too much time, that's the next hire. So that's really kind of a really great way to start looking at. Just sit down and do an inventory of what you spend your day on. Know that 80% of your day needs to be spent on sales, cultivating sales, and that means going to networking meetings, making direct asks, or having sales conversations. And then 20% is everything else. If you look at the makeup of SEC, and we have a lot of team members now, but if you looked at everybody's time and energy and what we do, 80% of our efforts is sales, and 20% is other stuff. So just know that even the more team members you get, that ratio still holds true. And that, you know, again, if you do that kind of inventory of yourself, it really will help you kind of give you an indicator of how to bring someone on. And then you find an expert. You know, the great thing for you guys about being in 10K Club is probably without fail, you will be able to find someone who can help support you guys in any area that you need. There's probably, you know, if you need to hire a team member, just go into the Facebook group and say, help, I need a bookkeeper or whatever, and, you know, they're all there. So that is the amazing thing about being in this community. When you start building your team, it's all there. And, Susie, if you have more questions about that, you guys, you can you could obviously put it here in the webcast, or you can put it in the Facebook. See, actually, I need an in-person people. I have mailings, data entry, et cetera, and I need someone to delegate. Well, then you need an assistant. You really need to hire an in-person assistant. And actually, Susie, we have a process with which, you know, we have them do projects. So just so that you know, we do things like not only do we get the resumes in, you review your resumes, you just something like mailings and data entry sounds like kind of a basic assistant, and that's what I would run an ad for. And then we go through their interview process. We actually have them answer some questions and submit a video of them answering questions. And you don't have to do that, but it gives us a great indication of their personality and kind of, you know, if they're quirky or a great fit or whatever. And then we do a phone interview with them. And then we actually pay people to do a project for us, because I would rather spend money learning that they're not the right fit for me than actually bringing them in, thinking they are the right fit, and spending hours training them and then realizing that they are not going to work. So we actually do a paid project where we've crafted something. So, Susie, if you need something like that, we actually have that digitally, and we can show you an example of our hiring project. And so you can email in, and I can give you that really easily. So no worries about that. So I hope that was helpful. I am just for Lucia. Somebody else had asked us. They said, "What is the Asana program I mentioned?" It's Asana, A-S-A-N-A. A as in apple, S-A-N-A, Asana. That is a project management system. Okay. Oh, goody. I've got a couple more people with their hands raised, and I'm going to answer those. So first I have Timothy Hamilton. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear
me?
Is this Timothy Hamilton, Columbus, Indiana?
Oh, okay. So it's Joanne. I'm sorry. I have no idea. I've never heard that name before. My name's Leah. But
oh, so funny.
I
that's
what's
showing up on my call.
Great. I couldn't tell. No, that's perfect. Thanks. So first thing, as I'm listening, I mean, I've got a spouse and I don't know. I don't know if he's supportive or unsupportive, but everything you're saying about spouses, I'm just applying to myself of, like, how have I let myself down? How have I, you know, of course I'm having trouble believing myself because I've seen my own track record, you know, and not laying that on him. So can you talk about how to build that muscle, how to build that, that shift in belief? Because I believe everything you're saying about you know, once I show myself the results, once I show him more results, then that makes everything easier.
Just start doing everything you say you're going to do.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only way you're going
to
build muscle.
Just set a doable goal.
Yeah. I mean, and guys, don't set unrealistic goals, right? I mean, like I said, I've used my losing weight as an example, but, you know, if I had told myself in January I had to lose 60 pounds, I don't think I would have, because it just seems really fucking annoying. You know, it's like, I'm not going to get there, so screw it. I'll just go eat a lasagna today. But my goal was something realistic. It was just move. Get out of bed and move today. Don't worry about what you're eating. Don't worry about anything else. Just move. So for you guys, it's like, just do 5 sales calls. Do you know what I mean? Whatever it is, come up with realistic goals. It's so important for you guys to give yourself wins. And easy wins. I don't care what they are, but something that just emotionally makes you go, I did something today, right? Even if it's as simple as I have a list of things to do and I actually don't go to bed until I check off the list, right? Just make sure that you start hitting your goals. And when you start doing that, then you start setting bigger goals for yourself, right? Because you start getting excited and like, oh, I can do this, right? But if you guys keep setting unrealistic goals for yourself, all you do is shame yourself, go, here I go again, I'm never going to get this done, and then, you know, sure enough, you start fulfilling that prophecy of yourself, and you start not doing what you said you're going to do.
Right. Okay, good.
And I wish there was some, like, you know, magical formula for that, but there's not.
Yeah,
There's not.
Yeah.
Get up and do it. Get up every day and do what you say you're going to do.
Good deal.
So I can't thank you all enough for such a great call and such great questions. And, you know, like I said, just I think the bottom line here is, guys, if you commit to doing something, commit to doing it. Go out there, do your work, and start making money, and it will make all the difference in all of your relationships across the board.